I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A new documentary spotlights a pivotal moment in U.S. deaf history. Deaf President Now recounts a week of protests held in 1988 at Gallaudet University, the world's only liberal arts school designed for deaf students. DOOR International's Rob Myers explains.
The deaf candidates were basically passed over. And when the chair of the board was asked, in essence, she said, Gallaudet isn't ready for a deaf president yet. Deaf people from all over the U.S. were protesting, and they said, no, now is the time for us to lead our own community. We have well-qualified people.
The 80s were a critical time for the deaf community.
You could be skilled in teaching. You could be a great pastor or evangelist, and there was no place for you to exercise those skills.
This story continues at missionnews.org. Then, suicide rates are higher among American Indian and Alaskan Native people than among any other U.S. demographic. But there's a counter-movement of hope rising with On Eagle's Wings, a division of Hutchcraft Ministries. Around 700 Native young people came to this year's Warrior Leadership Summit to be equipped as leaders for Christ. Doug Hutchcraft says young people realize that they're not alone in their faith. They say,
even though I might not have a lot of friends or family that love Jesus where I'm from, I'm here now seeing how many brothers and sisters I have in Christ that really love Jesus and want to do what I want to do.
43 people were baptized during the summit. Pray that these young Christians will boldly bring the gospel to their people.
We are 100% dependent on God's people praying.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.